RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 119th Congress sworn in today will vote for a new speaker, and about 17 Republicans are still undecided on whether they'll vote for Mike Johnson. He can only afford to lose one Republican vote, says ABC's Jay O'Brien.
House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that he's confident that he's done enough, that these conversations are going well, that he believes he can win on the first ballot. But the reality is, according to House leadership sources that I've talked to, they are preparing for what could be a bruising process here.
President-elect Donald Trump reaffirmed his backing for Johnson, saying it would be a big win for the Republican Party. The president-elect opposed the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and so does President Biden, who today blocked the $15 billion merger, citing national security and supply chain worries. The president and the first lady will visit New Orleans on Monday, where mourning continues for the 14 people who were killed in the New Year's truck attack. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man is in custody and is accused of attempted homicide after a shooting earlier this week. In a release, Tomah police said that a 46-year-old man was arrested in Sauk County Tuesday. At 1:15 Tuesday morning, police found an 80-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police then found the alleged shooter's children safe in Juneau County. At about 7 o'clock Tuesday, the 46-year-old man was arrested. He is being recommended for multiple charges, including attempted homicide. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road HH and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. Homicides in Milwaukee dropped for a second year in a row. Milwaukee Police Department data showed the total number of homicides for 2024 at 131, 41 fewer than the total in 2023. The city's record year for homicides was 215 in 2023. Though the 2024 total took a drastic drop, it still doesn't match up with pre-pandemic numbers for total homicides. The data also showed that non-fatal shootings were down by about a quarter and carjackings increased by 11%. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets, 113 to 110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game. And that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and cold, with high temperatures tapping 20 degrees and wind chills really feeling more like the single digits as winds are whipping out of the northwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour. They won't quit tonight, so it'll really be feeling near 10 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk the Packer-Bear matchup with Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clements. Then Rob Thomas drops by to talk movies and TV. Now that's a Friday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record is going to join us. There is an NA event that is happening tomorrow in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It's dry January.
Yeah.
A lot of people giving up the booze for the month of January. Yeah. And this is also a growing community.
Yes.
There are more and more people who are either choosing not to drink,
yeah,
have quit drinking. I think among younger people, certainly compared to my generation, far fewer people are drinking. And I think that's good.
I don't disagree with that. I think that, yeah, I think one of the things that you say was, we drank so much because there was nothing to do.
Well, no, I think that's kind of an excuse. There were things to do.
So boring.
In the 60s and 70s, we had stuff to do. But Tyler Moss will be joining us at after the 11:30 news to talk about their event that's happening tomorrow in Milwaukee. Going to start off, though, with, do you have more than one junk drawer?
So we all know what a junk drawer is. It's in our kitchen.
I think everybody has one.
It's in your kitchen right now. I'm going to guess that right now everyone here who's saying, I have a junk drawer, we all have in common, there are napkins, some menus, batteries, sauce packets, and then other variables.
Okay, I have no napkins.
You have no napkins?
No menus.
What?
And no sauce packets. Not in my junk drawer.
Okay, what do you have in your junk drawer?
Junk drawer is screwdrivers, batteries,
okay,
wrenches,
okay,
old keys.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe I'll make a necklace one day. Like paper clips, other picture hangers, you know, if you're going to hang up a photo.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what belongs in it. What are your menus? What are your sauce packs doing in your junk drawer?
It's a junk drawer, Jane. I don't have to explain myself
to
you.
No, that's true. You don't.
My goodness. I was trying to build community.
You have anything in your junk drawer.
I was trying to build community.
No junk drawer judgment.
Yeah. Well, apparently there is.
I'm sorry.
But we all have that, right?
We at least all have. I think we all have a junk drawer in the kitchen.
Cal, what's in the junk drawer in your house right now? Do you know?
Well, I'm considering, and the main, like, central, like, house junk drawer, it has, like, paper clips, yep, old cords, like, old chargers for devices that we don't have anymore.
That you've lost, yep, sure.
But you never know.
Yeah, those are the primary things.
Okay.
And is it in the kitchen?
Yes, yep, but it's on, like, not the kitchen side of the counter. It's on the other side of the counter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, ours is not. Yeah, it's nowhere near forks and knives.
No.
The other end.
Right, us too.
Yeah.
Do you have another junk drawer other than a junk drawer in the kitchen?
And when we say that, we don't mean junk drawer as in a pull-out drawer. We mean
somewhere where you throw your junk.
Yep.
Could be a junk shelf.
Jane, why did we bring this up today?
Because on New Year's Day, I was bored and looking for something to do. And it was it's the third shelf in our linen closet. And we've been in our house for 23 years. I am not necessarily known for my fastidiousness as a house person, as an owner of a home.
Okay.
Because I tend to shove things in there and then forget about it and move on with my life.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think I'm alone.
No, you are not.
But yes, so it had been bugging me for so long. This third shelf of the linen closet upstairs had old blow dryers and hair implements. Mm-hmm. And that's where the bandages and wraps and I need an ice pack for my neck. But it's like I started going through that stuff.
Yeah.
I bet I haven't been to the back of that shelf in 15 years.
And Jane, pray tell, why is 15 such the number you have chosen to designate to this?
This is really embarrassing.
Okay.
I'm going to be 65 next Thursday.
Okay.
I found tampons and Midol all in there.
But Jane, as a dumb man, what does that mean? I don't know. Yeah, don't you just need a Midol every once in a while?
Not once you've gone through menopause, Greg Bach.
Oh, ding.
Yeah, see that those. Yeah, I don't need that really unless, again, I'm going to make an art project out of something.
You never know.
It's possible. But so I've really felt very, very accomplished when I cleaned out that shelf. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I must have gotten rid of 15 bottles of completely solid nail polish.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That stuff had been in there in a long time.
Yeah.
I think I just got fed up with stuff and I'd throw it all in a basket and I'd put it on that shelf and then put something in front of it.
That's how we all do it, though. I mean, that's the thing is you put it away. You say you're putting it away, but really what you're doing is you're just shoving
it
out of the way.
Exactly.
So you can close a door and your hallway looks nice. I had the exact same thing, though, and I think it was New Year's Day. We were sitting around. We had nothing to do. Nothing was open. So we were watching TV all day long. By the way, Landman with Billy Bob Thornton, very good.
Okay.
Watched all 8 episodes that are available right now. Right. But we told ourselves, we're going to give Maybelle a bath today. And so we watched a bunch of TV and we said, all right, let's do this. So I went upstairs and I prepped and I wanted to do a blow dry after because she is wet for like 3 hours.
Well, their fur is so thick.
It's so thick. And we wanted her to be able to go outside, but she can't while she is still wet. So like, I'll find the blow dryer I used to use at the barbershop. It's got to be somewhere in the house. I went to where, Jane? The linen closet.
Was it there?
Oh, I'll get there.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, it was not there, but was what was in there were a bunch of these fabric shelving units where you can throw your stuff in, you can organize nice and neat with the handles on them.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And I'm looking, I'm like, well, it's got to be down here because there's a bunch of hair stuff here. I found, and I'm not kidding you, I found one of these things. There was at least a dozen hairbrushes.
A dozen?
A dozen hairbrushes.
Who is a dozen?
A dozen. I'm like feeling like, oh, there's a brush. Well, there's another brush. And I pull it. I look, I'm like, there's like 12 brushes in here.
Well, you used to be a barber. Did you, were these used in
here? And one brush. And my barber brush was not in that.
So these are your wife's brushes.
Your words, not mine. I don't want to get in trouble.
So, have you mentioned this to her?
Yes, I said we have too many brushes, and she laughed. I'm like, no, these are getting thrown away. I haven't thrown them away yet because I want to put myself in a place to open the cabinet. Which, by the way, that linen closet is our junk drawer. There is so much
stuff in there.
So much stuff in there, but like, I have a serial killer's amount of hairbrushes in my home right now that I no longer feel comfortable. And here's the thing, Jane, is we've been living in our home for a little over 2 years.
Oh, boy.
We didn't buy 12 brushes over the past 2 years. No, 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 no. We packed them and brought them to the new house. And what did we do? We put them away in the linen closet.
I don't want to see them anymore.
As long as I cannot see them, they do not exist.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you have more than one junk drawer? Where is it? Jude from East Troy texting in. Junk drawers, there's one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom, and one in the car. Yes, I have three junk drawers.
My old car used to be my junk drawer, not my new car. The new car is staying as pristine as possible.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Well, I'm 3 weeks in. I'm feeling good right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Where is your junk drawer? What's the weirdest thing in your junk drawer?
Yes.
Sue from Franklin texting in. Let's see. Our kitchen island, the stairs going upstairs, my office, and probably three or four other drawers. And don't get me started about the basement or linen closet shelves. 23 years in this house. Let's do one drawer or shelf a week. I'm so with you, Sue. We've been in our house for 23 years. I haven't looked at the back of that shelf in the linen closet for at least 15 years.
That's something I've talked about too in the past, is saying like, all right, instead of trying to clean your house entirely on a Saturday or a Sunday, just on Tuesday, I'm going to clean the bathrooms today. And then tomorrow I'll clean the bedroom, and then do it what day by day. You never do, because
it sounds good.
TV is amazing. But also this idea of going through a drawer. So like, maybe what I'll do is with the linen closet, I'll just do that on a Sunday. It'll take me like 2 hours, because that's how my brain works. I'll take it all out, put it all back, throw a ton of stuff out, and it'll probably half of that linen closet will be bare.
Well, and it took me an hour and a half just to do that shelf. I didn't even get to the rest of the linen closet. That's a whole nother thing.
We're going to need an update on the linen closet. Yeah, I mean, and I could say my garage is my junk drawer, because it's starting to get junky.
A little full.
Yeah, and I told my wife, I said, I want to be able to park our cars in here. This is not to be our second home.
I think one of the problems is, at least with me, this is how I'm going to justify it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Is that I would like to get rid of this stuff responsibly and environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
But in some, you just can't. Some of this stuff you simply cannot recycle. It is not recyclable, and no one's going to want it.
No. Some of this stuff, like, you want to try to donate some towels or whatever, fine. But like, I took furniture to Goodwill, and they're like, we don't take this.
Goodwill doesn't take furniture anymore.
Why? This wasn't even like a couch. This was an end table.
Yeah, go to Restore.
Well, too late now. It's gone.
Well, because Restore would take it.
Yeah.
We're talking about junk drawers. How many junk drawers do you have? Do you have more than one? Ben from Richland Center listening on WRCE. My maternal grandmother, who was very German, had a pushel drawer in the kitchen. It rhymes with push. Yeah, pushel. A mushel drawer.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. I never looked it up to see if that is actually a German word. And Sue from Franklin said, I've heard when you live there, you don't even see the piles anymore. I never saw it.
I think Muschel is German for junk.
Could be.
There you go.
855-752-4842. Join the conversation. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Good morning, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11:30 news, Tyler Moss will be here from Milwaukee Record. They have all kinds of things going on in the city all throughout the year.
Yeah.
But this weekend, they're doing a special NA event.
Yes.
That's going to be in downtown Milwaukee. So if you were looking for some new mocktails and some new drinks that do not contain alcohol, stick around for that. It should be a lot of fun. Tyler's great. And they do great stuff over at Milwaukee Record.
Oh, gosh, yes.
They really do. Right before we went to break, we were talking about junk drawers. Do you have more than one? I have a junk shelf.
Yes.
Had yeah, a junk shelf.
That's true.
In my linen closet. I took care of that New Year's Day. Now I just got to get go through all the other five shelves.
You'll get there.
I'll get there. But again, it's about disposing of the stuff. And I would like to, with old sheets and old towels, I believe that humane societies and some animal shelters will take towels.
Okay.
But I would check their wish lists.
Yes.
Because most of them have wish lists.
And they want new stuff too. So.
Well, and yeah, I mean, again, if it's for dogs to sleep on and stuff like that, I don't know that they necessarily care.
Yeah.
But it's always about, God, do I want all this junk to go in a landfill?
Yeah, I know.
It is. I think that's part of the hesitation about getting rid of things.
And I don't know if this is totally legal, so don't take my word for it, but make a big pit in your backyard and set it all on fire.
I think you cannot do that.
You can't?
I'm fairly certain that would be a no.
Don't do that, everybody.
Alicia, on the live stream, I have several junk drawers, and none of them are things I use regularly. Exactly. It's like, I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm putting it here.
You don't want to throw it out because you're like, this is a, like what Calvin said, they have a drawer full of cords. They don't have those devices anymore.
Might come in handy.
But they're cords. Someone could walk in with an old phone and be like, I need to charge my phone right now.
And I have it.
Oh, no, we threw it out last week.
Does that ever happen, though?
No, it's never happened.
Calvin?
I'm pretty sure this has actually happened to me. Growing up, me and my brother always played like handheld video games like Game Boy, and then it was the DS and that kind of thing. And one day in college, I decided I wanted to play my DS, and we still had the DS, but all the charging cords that worked with it had been thrown away.
Foiled.
Dang.
If only you had kept that one cord out of those 47 cords that you had hung on to for all those years. But it is. It's the one that you want that, of course, you can't find.
Yeah.
Andrew in Maine says, Greg has long, luscious hair. Are we sure those 18 hairbrushes aren't his?
Positive.
I think you're just trying to blame your wife.
I'm not. here I am just trying to be truthful, trying to speak my mind, and I'm being blamed.
Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids texting in, I just opened my junk drawer, and an old license plate fell out.
I have one of those sitting in my garage. I'm like, do I throw this? Do I recycle it?
No, our old license plates are in the basement, which is where they belong.
Now I'm going to be like a real dude and put them on the wall of my garage because, you know, I don't work on cars.
Is that what you do with old license plates?
No clue.
I guess we could hang them up.
I'm going
to
throw it
something
out.
To do with them.
I.
But then now that I'm thinking about it, pretty much our whole basement is one big junk drawer because we don't have a finished basement.
Yeah.
There's more junk down there.
What would you do if you said to your husband just on a random Sunday, all right, come down. We're going to spend 3 hours cleaning this up.
I would have to surprise him. There would have to be some kind of treat involved.
A carrot?
Some kind of carrot.
Yeah.
It would require some kind of carrot.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Do you have more than one junk drawer? Do you have a junk basement? Do you have a junk shelf? Like I did.
Yeah. Are you going to declutter in the new year? Do you want to Marie Kondo this thing?
I really would like to.
Yeah.
Because one thing I am exceptionally good at is procrastinating.
Oh, I am
well. Excellent.
Yes. And I have a closet. We have a nice closet in our bedroom at home, and it is not in order. And I look at it all the time, and I think to myself, this needs to be in order. And I don't go, I didn't do it. I think, I can't wait to get to that. I've been saying that to myself for like a year and a half.
It's just a matter of making yourself do it.
Yeah, once I close the door and I like, if I put some headphones on and start, like if I start working for like 10 minutes on something, I'll spend the next 4 hours and then I will make my wife put down whatever she's doing and be like, take a look at what I did. I want some claps.
Look at my huge accomplishments.
Bring me ice cream of victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Tom from Jackson, people do collect license plates. That's true, Tom.
Someone want mine? They can have them.
And Tom from New Berlin, yes, I have a junk drawer plus a cable junk drawer with 9 old cell phones. Yes.
If those cell phones are in still good order and they can still be used.
Can they be recycled?
You can donate them. Donate them to shelters for women or for battered women, domestic violence. They will take phones. I used to donate phones. Though.
You can donate your old cell phones.
Call them, make sure first. They still do. But I used to donate old phones to domestic violence shelters because they give them to the survivors and they give them new numbers.
Oh, that's
and
great. That kind of thing.
So yeah, if you have old phones.
Oh, I bet we've got 7 old phones lying around our house.
And Calvin's got like 9 cords for him.
If we need a charger.
Exactly.
Hey, if you need a charger, you know where to go. Ask Calvin.
Calvin, go to Calvin's
house.
Whole
drawer full.
I'll put his home address and phone number in the show notes today.
Right. News is coming up next. When we return, Tyler Moss will be here from Milwaukee Record talking about their big NA event coming up tomorrow. And we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's That Sinking Feeling edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the Guide to Wisconsin's Trout Fishing Regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st, and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of many licensed sales locations throughout the state. After April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. That bird named Trapper was spotted by a bird watcher in Sheboygan Falls this fall. Once peregrines leave the nest, they are rarely spotted in the wild again. Trapper was one of nine chicks that was born at a We Energies power plant in 2024. The falcon program at We Energies has helped raise over 450 chicks since it started in 1992. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for three Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and cold, with high temperatures tapping 20 degrees and wind chills really feeling more like the single digits as winds are whipping out of the northwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour. They won't quit tonight, so it'll really be feeling near 10 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 17.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Lots of folks on the live stream today.
Yes.
If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up to end the show, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's That Sinking Feeling Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, email it to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Excited to be joined by our next guest with Milwaukee record Tyler Moss is here. Welcome to 2025, Tyler. How you doing?
I'm okay. And real blogger format. I am out of my basement this morning. I'm working in my basement. So
nice.
And you can see a bunch of liquor bottles right behind me, I'm sure, which is really bad for what we're about to speak about, I'm sure.
But, I'm sure they're all NA.
Yeah. A few of them are.
Yeah. There is a big NA event that Milwaukee Record is sponsoring tomorrow. So let's talk about eight reasons why you should go to this weekend's NA Day Dry January Beverage Festival.
There's a lot of reasons. I don't know if I'll reach eight, even though I wrote that article. But it's the fourth annual NA Day. It's happening at the Cooperage from noon to four on Saturday, January 4th, which, as you mentioned, is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
My brain is still in the year 2024, but that's happening, and there'll be a wide range of local, national, and regional vendors that are all over the NA market. There'll be NA beers, there'll be some NA spirits, wine, there'll be energy drinks, coffee-based drinks. There'll be coconut water, sparkling water, a lot of different stuff. So I would like to say there's likely something for everyone there.
Have you tried NA wine, Tyler, yourself?
Yeah, and admittedly, I'm not that much of a wine guy either. It's not really my thing, but I've heard a lot of people, if you're able to find your approximation, you know, some things are way off, other things are like, well, it's really close to the, the rosé or whatever that I have usually. Like I said, rosé is my example, so I'm not a wine guy. But,
right.
Yeah.
But I had purchased some NA wine. I had purchased some NA wine about 5 or 6 years. It was terrible. Yeah. It was really not good. So hopefully
last year I got an NA whiskey that I was not a fan of either. But there are some NA gins, including one made by locally Great Lakes. They do something. It's called Junipri. Mm-hmm. And that will be available at the event, and it's really, really good. And I will go on breaks here and there for a month or 3 months or one weekend, and it's a good thing to kind of just help to reset. And it's a really good approximation. And things like Lakefront, they have three NA beers now.
Yep.
There's entire breweries, Athletic, that's involved. It's a national brewery, and they're I think 100% of what they make is all without alcohol.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You may not have seen this because this just came out this morning, but CNN reporting that the U.S. Surgeon General sounding an alarm about a link between alcohol and cancer. And he said, actually, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy issued a new advisory today that alcohol consumption can increase cancer risk and called for an updated health warning label on alcoholic beverages. He said behind smoking and obesity, alcohol is number three as far as increasing your risks of cancer. So the NA movement has really gained a lot of traction, it seems, especially like in the last 5 years. I don't know that it was necessarily because of things like this. I think it was just deciding to live a different lifestyle maybe than their parents had lived, right?
Yeah, I think so. And this, I should be 100% open about this. It's not saying you have to live this lifestyle, you have to make a 100% shift. It's just like, this is out there. And if you want to just even have it around for your friend that's not really drinking, or if you want to just if you've been watching the game and you just want to say like, okay, I need to drive home, so after halftime I'm going to switch to this or whatever, it could be I just want to I want to have 1 month off. I want to have a weekend off. I want to attempt to make a lasting change, but I know I might stumble along the way. I mean, it's just like essentially a vehicle to show you everything that's out there. From there, you can pick your own adventure, you know?
Well, and as you said, Tyler, this isn't about shaming anybody or anybody forcing anybody into giving up alcohol. This is just about offering alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I drink regularly, as you might see based on my appearance. But I enjoy it. But also, I mentioned before, will go on breaks, or I just like to every now and then you just want to have a beer with your meal, but you don't necessarily want to have a 180 calorie, chocolate stout. You could have the 60 calorie, NA River West or something.
Yeah. And, the bringing up Lakefront, their NA beers are fantastic, especially their IPA, which was the first time I had an IPA. NA was amazing because I thought it would be hard to replicate that flavor. It's all about replicating flavor too, and really giving the drinker, whether they're not drinking alcohol, period, or they're trying something else, a flavorful experience. Because, as I said earlier in the show, when I was growing up, there were two non-alcoholic beers. It was O'Doul's and Sharps.
And Sharps.
Both of them, my dad would give me a Sharps every once in a while after mowing the lawn, and I would take two sips and be like, how do you do this to yourself? This is disgusting.
Why are you punishing yourself like this?
Why don't you like life?
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, Tyler Moss is our guest from Milwaukee Record, and they are hosting a NA Day Dry January Beverage Festival that's going to be tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. at the Cooperage. What are we talking about entry fee and stuff to get in there, Tyler?
If you buy in advance, it is $20 plus, I think a dollar or something fee. And at the door, it'll be $30. So I would advocate that you buy in advance. But the weather, living in Wisconsin, the weather, it will be cold. Mm-hmm. So look inside your heart. And if you want to go, just make it happen one way or another. And there's also an after party right next door at
Boone and Crockett
from 5 until 8.
Yeah.
And their visitor, which is a local brewery that they only do NA stuff as well. They are going to be doing an after party. They'll be DJing. They'll be doing some sampling. And if you buy any of their beer, you are entered in a raffle for some stuff from them and from us. And it's just a way to... maybe you're with friends who they want to go out after the NA Fest, which I have done in the past. I've walked next door and just been like, okay, I'm under the A now. But you can either do that, or if you just want to you've already had a sample of it and you like it and you want to have it in a bar setting, then it's there.
Is it a matter of going there? Do you have to buy tokens? Do you have to buy tickets? Or do you just go and are there free samples? How are they? How
they distribute samples? Okay. At the event itself, or at the after party?
At the event itself.
Oh, at the event itself. Yeah, you walk in and then you get unlimited samples.
Oh wow!
So, you walk in and you just walk up to one of the booths, and I think there'll be about 16 or so tables. And if you get there early enough, you'll get a glass. But otherwise, we have some disposable stuff.
You just use your hands. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pour it into my mouth.
Your mouth. Yeah. And a lot of the places as well is just they have Athletic, for example, they have six or maybe seven different beers.
Yeah.
And they will have a lot of those there. And so you can just walk down the line and have them all. I mean, the goal is just to experience as much as you would like. And you'll leave very, very hydrated if you do it right.
Very full, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, and
I'm so hydrated, bro. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if 10 years ago something like this would have even flown, Tyler, because again, it seems like over the last 5 years we've seen a couple more completely NA bars open in different places around Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And even the sober section at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And these all seem to be relative, again, within the last 10 years. I don't think 10 years ago, this might not have flown.
I would say even 4 years ago when I brought up this idea, or a little bit over four, it was sort of met with a little bit of, we'll see, I guess.
It's Milwaukee, right?
I reluctantly got a few sponsors involved, and it just happened to sort of, it was almost like accidental luck where it was just like the market began to shift. I thought it would just be like a one-off, like, well, like we'll make 100 people feel like they're noticed and that like their needs and their lifestyles are like acceptable in a city like, you know, Milwaukee,
right?
And in a state like Wisconsin. And it worked out that the first one had like, I think it was 250 people, and then it was 100 more after that. Then last year we had, I think over the course of the day, roughly 500 people, and we did a Madison one too.
Wow.
So yeah, it's, I feel like the market's there, the want's there.
Yeah.
There always will be the people being like, it's just juice, or like, why not just have water then? But like,
how about shut up and mind your business?
Just let people live their lives. That's,
well,
that's the internet in general. Just let people do like what they want to do as long as it's not hurting someone.
Yeah.
But I think the whole point of this is that if you are a non-drinker, among a bunch of drinking friends, you would like to have an option when you go out with them that's not going to set you apart as, well, that person, right? They're drinking a glass of water, so they're the odd one out, and this is just a way for them to have something enjoyable and maybe not get finger pointed at. There's nothing worse than saying, "What do you mean you don't drink?"
Yeah,
having to explain it,
and also just that notion of when people like from when we at the club we have some NA beers and we have mocktails. When you tell non-drinkers or even like the people under 21 or pregnant people that we have non-alcoholic options, they light up. They feel included.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good feeling because you thought of us. Great. It's not that hard to do. And like you said, Tyler, it's not hurting anybody. So mind your business if you don't like it. If you have a problem with someone drinking NA beer, then I think you more have the problem.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of the people that are like, well, like you have an electric car, so I'm going to put fire-breathing diesel engines in my car so I can like somehow
I'm buying five Cybertrucks.
Or I had the meatiest thing ever because there are vegetarians out there. I don't know. And for a lot of people, too, I should also note, like, in the live show setting, too, a lot of people, like, they're used to having the beer in their hand when they're seeing a band or the drink in front of them when they're at the Laughing Tap or something. And to have the just like the kind of like the handheld response, you know, like I have a liquid death in my hand now as I'm watching the punk band that I like. Yeah. Or I'm out with friends and I have something that looks like wine and it tastes relatively like wine. Or just the NA beer, like this, this has hops in it. I can actually notice it and sense it. I think that's important. And for a lot of people, that's the thing that will, if they want to be on a certain path, that will help them not stray.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think this is a great thing. And I think it's great that this seems to be a growing trend among younger people who are not drinking as much as their parents or their grandparents did. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this as a person who's matching, if not exceeding, my parents' level of consumption. I think it's just important for others to have. And it's also like a really good thing for me to learn. And like I should also notice that, or I should also mention that a lot of the vendors, they will have things on site that if you like something, you can actually buy it.
Awesome.
There you go.
Because there's no alcohol in it. So I could be like, hey, I really like that. Okay. Well, you can find it at your local Woodman's or... we have it here and you could buy it.
Cash and carry.
Fantastic.
Right out the door.
Love it.
We will include all the details about this event that's happening tomorrow from noon to four at the Cooperage, sponsored by Milwaukee Record. Tyler Moss, one of the co-founders. Thank you so much for joining us, Tyler. We will.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Catch up again in a couple of weeks. Stay with us. We will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, yes, global, on the app. Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody had fun tonight. Everybody white junk tonight. Everybody had fun tonight. Everybody white junk tonight. Everybody had fun tonight. Everybody had fun
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so, saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same to call and or text. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on Monday, we are going back beyond the cheese.
Ooh.
We haven't done that for a while.
Yeah.
This is the segment where we like to highlight industries in Wisconsin that are not necessarily related to the dairy industry,
yeah,
which is one of the things that we are best known for. But very much looking forward to talking to Steven Arizano. He's going to be joining us from Wisconsin Knitwear. And it's a little knitwear company in Milwaukee, been there for ages.
Yeah.
Been there for ages and ages. And so he's actually going to come in studio and talk about Wisconsin knitwear and how it all got started. This started as, I believe, his grandfather's company.
Oh, wow.
There's a great story behind it. So, and if you ever have a Beyond the Cheese you think would be great for us to highlight.
Yeah.
And again, this can be any industry in Wisconsin that is not involved in the dairy industry. Send us an email. Go to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Beyond the Cheese, coming back on Monday, January 6th. It's 11:53, Calvin, right now. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Saw this headline yesterday from Fox 6 Milwaukee. Headline reads, this is from the Fox News digital team. Headline reads, Whitefish Bay sinkhole. Driver ignores road closure sign. Roadway collapses. There are photos.
Oh, the photos are.
Oh, you should see the photos.
The photos will be in the, they're in there.
A vehicle fell into a sinkhole in Whitefish Bay on Christmas Day. Police say the road was closed at the time of the incident. Shortly before 11 a.m., there was a water main break. Crews put up a road closed sign,
yep,
while they were working on the issue because the road was unstable, but that did not stop this guy. A motorist drove around the road closed signs, and the subsequent weight of the vehicle caused the road to partially collapse,
sucking up his rear, his right front tire and the right front bumper. The hole continued to expand, and the vehicle settled a little more into the hole, getting a little comfy there. Those sinkholes can go really deep. This guy's really lucky.
This guy's very lucky. Look, I'm not going to cast aspersions or make generalizations,
yeah.
But trying to find out what make this car is.
Because
in a world like I lived there. I lived in Whitefish Bay for a few years. Sometimes people just, that sign doesn't have to do with me.
Right.
Road
closed? Not me. They don't mean me.
My Lexus has to take me places. My luxury car has to deliver me to my abode.
The vehicle that got stuck in the sinkhole after ignoring the road closed signs did have to be winched out by a tow company. This stands out to me because my husband works for a municipality.
Yeah.
Where they are currently replacing lead lines.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, my husband came home from work.
Yeah.
And said, "You're not going to believe what happened." They had just closed up the hole.
Yeah.
Because they were replacing lead lines. And there was fresh concrete poured.
And
in a pretty large section.
Okay.
Pretty large section.
Yeah.
It's all taped off. Mm-hmm. There's orange barrels everywhere. Yeah. Do not cross. Do not come here. Do not. Four vehicles drove into the freshly poured concrete. Four. Over the span of like 3 hours.
That's when you need to put up those like concrete dividers in front of that stuff so people can't even get through, period.
I think you just leave them there.
I mean, the picture of the car is Looney Tunes-esque. It's not like it's... It almost should come with like a sound effect that goes boing, boing, boing. Like, it's just so dumb. So, so dumb.
You know, if it says road closed.
Yeah.
And it says do not cross.
Yep.
Or danger, that does apply to you. I hate to be the one to point this out, but it means you too.
And now, I mean, this looks like a solid $5,000, if not more, dollars in damage.
Definitely, they probably screwed up the suspension.
The suspension, the balance of the tires, the front end. I mean, everything is just ruined. It almost looks like it was photoshopped into the hole.
It really does. We'll put this in the show notes. You can find the show notes at civicmedia.us. Click on shows. Click on Matt Nair on Air. And then go to today's show, hour number two of today's show, and we will have a link in there so you can follow this and check out the photos yourself of the guy who decided to drive, through the road closed sign and then drove into a sinkhole. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I mean that sincerely. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the incredible Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus, a law review, James Santel joins me. Was Merrick Garland the worst AG ever? Plus updates on the speaker's race and the Wisconsin Election Commission investigation. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the civic media app.
This is a special report from ABC News House Speaker Election. I'm Mike Dubusky. On Capitol Hill,
for the meeting of the 119th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
The crucial House Speaker election is about to get underway. Mike Johnson can only afford to lose one Republican vote. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest.
There are 17 or so undecided Republicans at this hour, and they haven't come out and said if they've made up their mind, despite many of them meeting with Johnson over the course of the holidays and the new year and then up until yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that he's confident that he's done enough, that these conversations are going well, that he believes he can win on the first ballot, but the reality is, according to House leadership sources that I've talked to, they are preparing for what could be a bruising process here.
Walking into the chamber, Johnson told ABC News if he does lose that first ballot, it's just part of the process and that he's here for the long haul. This is ABC News.
You can always